Chapter 11, Space Considerations During Multinational Operations. This chapter begins with a discussion on the characteristics of the space domain. Next, the chapter discusses space operations in multinational operations and building capacity and partnership through multinational operations. It then discusses space planning considerations and command structure for space operations in multinational operations. The chapter concludes with considerations. Characteristics of the space domain. The space domain is the area above the altitude where atmospheric effects on airborne objects become negligible, JP3-14. It is where military, civilian, and commercial space activities are conducted, and the upper limit extends infinitely outward. Refer to FM3-14 and JP3-14 for more information on space domains. Ground forces leverage space capabilities to support multinational operations, from large-scale combat operations to individual soldiers at the tactical level of warfare. Space capabilities enhance ground forces' ability to effectively communicate, navigate, accurately target the enemy, protect and sustain our forces, and enable intelligence preparation of the battlefield. Like other domain relationships, multinational forces cannot achieve mission success in the space domain without controlling key terrain on the ground. Effective integration requires all personnel engaged in supervising multinational operations to have a common and clear understanding of how space capabilities, military, civilian, commercial, national, and multinational, contribute to multinational operations. Personnel understand methods to integrate military space capabilities and effects into operations to achieve alliance security objectives. They also recognize that adversaries will increasingly seek to exploit an access to space products with military utility. Many products are now available from commercial sources. Space operations in multinational operations. Ground forces use space capabilities that operate across all domains. The physical space domain is the location where space-based satellites transmit and receive signals. Land-based space forces conduct the planning, coordination, integration, and synchronization of space capabilities and effects across all functions within multinational operations from the land domain. While joint and multinational forces can complete their assigned mission in a denied, degraded, and disputed space operational environment, these forces are more agile and efficient when using space capabilities to their fullest ability. Information acquired through space capabilities supports ground forces and helps foster an information advantage. Many space-enabled and space-enhanced devices on the battlefield are used to conduct C2, targeting and precision fires, movement, maneuver, communications, protection, sustainment, intelligence preparation of the battlefield, and other information-related requirements. Army space operations, duties, and responsibilities support multinational ground forces through the use and exploitation of joint space capabilities. A space capability is the ability of space forces to accomplish a mission or operation in, to, and from any space segment. Refer to JP3-14 for various discussions about space capability. The joint space capabilities that multinational ground forces rely on are as follows: space situational awareness, space control, positioning, navigation, and timing, PNT, to include global positioning system, GPS, SATCOM, missile warning based on detection of high-energy infrared heat events, environmental monitoring, space-based ISR. Many space-enabled or space-enhanced tasks and activities are not codified in joint doctrine specifically as space capabilities. Instead, they are combined, derived, or listed as second-order tasks and actions enabled by space capabilities. These include, but are not limited to, information advantage, supported by the information acquired through space capabilities, joint friendly force tracking, supported by PNT and SATCOM when mission dictates, network transport of data, commercial imagery, National Reconnaissance Office overhead systems, tactical exploitation of national capabilities, known as TENCAP, program that uses all joint space capabilities, national to theater program interfaces, geospatial intelligence, integrated broadcast service, common interactive broadcast. Space-based capabilities provide a significant advantage for multinational operations through the ability of global maneuver. Satellites use their ability to loiter over a designated area or have frequent revisit times over a target location to collect and transmit data to ground receiving stations. Effects provided by space capabilities can be temporary, permanent, reversible, or non-reversible on certain adversary systems. The collection means and effects provided by satellites are not easily influenced by adversary anti-access and area denial, known as A2AD strategies, used on ground, maritime, and airborne forces, thus making them an invaluable tool. Many integrated space operations exist among the many multinational forces. Each space operation is based on its own national priorities, funding, laws, and technology implementation. Sharing capabilities provides increased effectiveness, resilience, and flexibility to space operations and complicates an adversary's decision-making. The most frequently used space capabilities pertain to weather, PNT, SATCOM, missile warning, and space situational awareness. The multinational force commander understands the ground forces rely on space-based capabilities for success in multinational operations. Those capabilities include PNT, communications, space and terrestrial weather, ballistic missile warning notification, and information collection products. These systems are critical enablers for joint and multinational forces to plan, communicate, move and maneuver, maintain AO space situational awareness, engage the enemy, and protect and sustain forces. Space operations experts enable and enhance operations when involved in planning and mission execution. Space planning and coordination with multinational forces occurs with Army space professionals attached at the Corps and division levels. These professionals provide expertise, advice, and planning to the commander on space-related issues that directly affect multinational operations. Space-based capabilities enhance awareness of deliberate interference activities, such as attempts to jam or spoof friendly communications. When United States space assets are involved, space professionals ensure that space activities and operations comply with the law of armed conflict, any treaties or international agreements, domestic law and policy, and any applicable host nation laws. During planning and execution, legal counsel assesses compliance with applicable laws, policy, or agreements and provides guidance for operations. Space-enabled capabilities are ubiquitous and widely used to maintain space situational awareness within an operational environment. Space-based systems enable multinational operations during combat and the subsequent stages of force projection operations by providing unclassified commercial imagery products releasable to multinational forces to support targeting, fires, and geospatial engineering efforts, providing rapid communications that enable a commander to gain and maintain the initiative by developing the situation faster than the enemy can. The commander can visualize the AO and share a COP, retain the ability to recognize and protect multinational friendly forces, synchronize force actions with adjacent and supporting units, and maintain contact and coordination critical to multinational operations, receive updates on the solar environment and the impact of both terrestrial and space-based segments of friendly communication systems, monitor terrestrial areas of interest through information collection assets to help reveal the enemy's location and disposition, reveal route, area, zone, and force reconnaissance, and attempt to identify the enemy's intent, receive GPS status and accuracy of PNT for planning and conducting mission and maneuver operations to support fires and targeting effects, receive meteorological, oceanographic, and space environmental information, which the staff has processed, analyzed, and leveraged to produce timely and accurate weather effects and impacts on operations. Building capacity and partnership through multinational operations. Space operations continuously support multinational operations throughout a combined space operational environment. This persistent space support is technology-driven and often transparent. Not all allies or international partners own the same or equal amounts of organic space capabilities, but all understand the synergy and unity of effort created when capabilities are synchronized to support the commander's intent and concept of operations. Conducting multinational space operations demonstrates the importance of building capacity within responsible and capable partner nations for current and future operations. Interoperability is constrained by our mission partners' capabilities and limitations. Some multinational forces lack the ability or sufficient experience to dedicate personnel to a space position and assign space operations as an additional duty. However, those forces still have requirements for space operations in a multinational environment. In these cases, elements such as the Theater Space Support Element can assist in generating requests and providing useful information. Forces can use space operation systems in multinational operations to build partnership capacity and improve resilience and interoperability in the following ways: terrestrial and space weather monitoring for operational planning, GPS accuracy reports, geolocation and neutralization of mobile signal jammers, satellite imagery from military and commercial collection systems, notification of ballistic missile launch events or attacks, resolution of SATCOM electromagnetic interference. Some space operations systems, capabilities, or effects may not be authorized for disclosure to multinational forces due to their classification. This does not prevent the capability or effect from being included in planning and used in operations. To avoid compromise or spillage of information to non-cleared forces, these capabilities and effects are segmented and require special considerations during their planning, integration, and execution. Space Planning Considerations. The Space Planner ensures all COAs meet the requirements for suitability, feasibility, and acceptability regarding the integration of space capabilities and effects. The Space Planner ensures shared knowledge is suitable. This suitability includes understanding the level of knowledge that partner nations' armies have regarding the use of space products and services. Feasibility involves early planning, the early involvement of space planners in the development of the commander's intent and planning enables collaboration and integration with missions, functions, and tasks. A consideration of space operations is the lead time required for capabilities and effects. Space planners anticipate requirements during initial planning, evaluate host nation resources, and integrate the requirements into the operation plan. Space planners participate in all aspects of COA's development, analysis, and comparisons. During COA development, the principal focus of space planners should be to determine how space operations can best support commander's intent, determine how to integrate space capabilities and effects into mission operations, provide input on which COAs are most supportable with effective space operations. The space planner determines if space operations are acceptable. During the planning process of multinational space operations, planners consider how the integration of space operations will affect other operations. It is rare for units to conduct space operations independently of other operations. Planners are aware of how space operations will affect or impact operations in all domains. Acceptable COAs have fewer risks. Command structure for space operations in multinational operations. When determining the placement of space operations personnel within the command structure, the multinational force commander considers the complexities of an operational environment and the relationships used by space operations to integrate and coordinate with other elements of the staff. In a theater of operations, the individual designated as Space Coordinating Authority has the responsibility to plan, integrate, and coordinate space operations. The Space Coordinating Authority is responsible for coordinating joint and multinational space operations and integrating all space capabilities and effects within a theater of multinational operations. The Space Coordinating Authority helps coordinate joint and multinational space operations and integrate space capabilities and effects to support the multinational force commander. The Space Coordinating Authority is the ultimate decision maker regarding space operations in a theater. The multinational force commander does not direct tasking authority of space assets. However, the commander can request allocation of space assets. Coordination of space operations within multinational operations typically occurs at a combined headquarters, such as a Joint Forces Command, Service Component Command, the Combined Space Operations Center, or the United States Space Command. Within these headquarters, liaison officers from participating allies and partner nations come together to directly interact, collaborate, and coordinate on plans and space support requests sent to them. Liaison officers review plans and requests, identify capabilities based on the desired effect, determine unintentional effects of the capabilities used, and identify capability gaps required to support specific operations. Once a space support request has been assessed and verified, it is sent to the Director of Space Forces to be prioritized. The space support request is submitted to the Combined Space Operations Center for asset assignment and inclusion into the air tasking order. The United States Army typically takes the lead in the coordination process since it possesses the most robust and holistic complement of space resources. Though robust, United States assets do not represent every capability. Through liaison officers' coordination, allies and partner nations provide their unique capabilities, often discrete or specialized, and incorporate these capabilities through data layering into the concept of operations to improve mission results. Each combatant commander normally has a chief of Space Force on staff. The Chief of Space Force is a United States Space Force officer who oversees all space operations activities and forces conducted by all services in a theater of operations. The Chief of Space Forces is responsible for accomplishing the duties of the Space Coordinating Authority, conducting day-to-day functions of the space staff, integrating space capabilities, space control operations, and planning into joint and multinational operations, providing advice on space capabilities and employment. In a multinational headquarters, space liaison officers are granted significant authority and reach-back capabilities, and they are considered invaluable assets for coordination. Army space operations personnel are typically assigned under an Army Echelon G3 or an established command and support relationship. In the absence of an established or codified command structure, space operations personnel create a support relationship with lead nation forces and other supporting liaisons formally or informally, if sufficiently important to transient requirements. In these instances, normalizing space capabilities into terms more commonly used for planning, such as fires, maneuver, and intelligence, alleviates confusion and simplifies requests for support. In doing so, space operations personnel can integrate space capabilities and effects into joint targeting, the air tasking order, and the COP. Considerations for commanders and staff. Space operations bring essential capabilities with unique tools to influence, enable, and enhance all mission areas during ground operations. Unit commanders have a clear understanding of the space capabilities available that contribute to mission operations and ways to use those capabilities. The commander of the multinational force integrates space capabilities and effects from different nations to achieve the desired end state. The multinational staff understands the capabilities and limitations of space resources used by other nations in the multinational force and incorporates them into the overall plan. Many allies and partners desire space capabilities to defend and protect their national interests. Shared education, experience, and capabilities increase commitment to defend and protect combined space assets and leverage capability gaps in a fiscally constrained environment. The capacity of resources significantly limits space operations. Once a COA is approved, Space Force personnel synchronize all planned effects to deconflict redundancy and prioritize the use of resources to create convergence through unity of effort. Staffs communicate space-related information at the appropriate security classification level and with the broadest releasability allowed by policy and foreign disclosure processes to prevent disclosure of export-restricted information, to effectively integrate space capabilities and effects into multinational operations. Commanders and staff need to know the classification, releasability, and disclosure level of space capabilities. Classification guides designed to protect information are often obsolete or not thorough enough to properly identify information that partners and allies need without placing capabilities at risk. Host nation organic space capabilities greatly benefit multinational operations and overall mission success. However, host nation organic space capabilities are not the only means of supporting space operations interoperability. Some nations without an abundance of space capabilities may provide other operational benefits, such as various means of access and basing availability. These options increase the flexibility of the multinational force commander. Considerations. Commanders and staffs participating in multinational operations consider and answer the questions in the following paragraphs with respect to space operations portion of the operations. Command and control. Commanders and staffs consider and answer the following C2 questions with respect to the space operations portion of the operations. Can space operations enhance effectiveness? Has the multinational commander designated a multinational space component commander? Has the multinational commander designated a space control authority? What is the multinational space operations mission? What are the multinational space operations specified tasks? Are there any multinational space operations implied tasks? What multinational space control assets are available? Are multinational space operations assets for communications and information systems protected against possible attacks? What is the multinational seaburn threat assessment? Can space operations forces help identify and monitor threats and hazards? What is the multinational plan for recovery of critical space operations equipment and resources? Planning. Commanders and staffs consider and answer the following planning questions with respect to the space operations portion of the operations. What space control electromagnetic warfare capabilities are available? Is the use consistent with the ROE? Do the ROE authorize their employment? How are these space capabilities and effects integrated into the targeting cell or board? What is the established space control electromagnetic warfare policy by the Space Force J6? What are the capabilities and limitations of multinational space operations? Have commanders and staffs been briefed? Has the adversary's use of space assets been analyzed? Have requests for denying militarily useful space capabilities to the adversary been considered? Are the correct authorities in place to conduct space operations? Targeting. Commanders and staffs consider and answer the following targeting questions with respect to the space operations portion of the operations. Is there a multinational space control and targeting process or surveillance and target acquisition plan and battle damage assessment process? What counter-surveillance control measures are in force? Are there multinational targets that can be affected by space capabilities? What multinational target should be affected by space capabilities? When and where are the targets likely to be identified, accessed, or otherwise engaged to create desired effects? How long will the targets remain accessible? What are the related information collection requirements essential to the targeting effort, and how and when is the information to be collected, processed, and disseminated? When, where, how, why, and in what priority should the targets be affected? What are the measures of performance and measures of effectiveness of a strike on the target? What or who will obtain assessment or other information required for determining the success or failure of each engagement of target nodes? who receives and processes necessary information, how rapidly and in what format, what space capabilities are available and shareable at the multinational level, which space capabilities can provide national support only, do the weapons depend on GPS signals for accuracy, what is the status and accuracy of the GPS signal predicted to be during operations? Has there been positive identification of a military target recently? Host nation issues. Commanders and staffs consider and answer the following host nation issues questions with respect to the space operations portion of the operations. Has the multinational headquarters coordinated to provide the host nation with space operation support? Has the multinational headquarters anticipated and considered host nation cultural issues that will likely impact multinational space operations? Has the multinational headquarters coordinated to provide the host nation restricted frequency use? Are there any agreements that could affect space operations? Doctrine. Commanders and staffs consider and answer the following doctrine questions with respect to the space operations portion of the operations. Is there common multinational space operations doctrine, including definitions and procedures? If no common multinational doctrine exists, can space operations doctrine be developed? What are the applicable doctrinal publications? What are the applicable NATO, STANAGS, or ABCAN standards? Training. Commanders and staffs consider and answer the following training questions with respect to the space operations portion of the operations. When will training occur? At home, en route to operation, or in a secured area? Will commanders and staffs get generalized training for them to better understand the capabilities and effects space capabilities can provide? Will intra-theater ranges be available? What will be the policy on test-firing weapons systems intra-theater? Satellite communications. Commanders and staffs consider and answer the following SATCOM questions with respect to the space operations portion of the operations. What military SATCOM assets are available and will they fulfill mission requirements? How much bandwidth or capacity is needed? Are there validated requirements to support the mission? What kinds of ground terminals are available? Does an international agreement prohibit the use of specific communications or frequencies? What is the organization's priority for restoration, and has it been communicated to the Combatant Command Communication System Directorate of a joint staff? Are leased commercial SATCOM links required and/or available? What kind of terrain, weather, terrestrial or space, vegetation, and/or buildings may interfere with terrestrial or SATCOM equipment? What are the jamming or interception capabilities of threat forces? Does the unit have a spectrum analyzer to detect and locate SATCOM interference? How can the unit deny the enemy access to SATCOM? Positioning, navigation, and timing. Commanders and staffs consider and answer the following PNT questions with respect to the space operations portion of the operations. Does the command require a capability to jam or deceive, also known as spoofing, commercial PNT receivers? Does the threat force have the capability to jam or deceive PNT receivers? What systems, such as GPS, is the threat using for PNT? Do the supported commands have sufficient military-issue GPS receivers? Will the supported commands require a GPS differential capability? What unit equipment requires the timing signal from GPS? Can friendly communications or radar equipment interfere with the PNT signal? What friendly force tracking devices do the supported commands have? How are they tracked? What personal locator beacon devices do the supported commands have and how are they tracked? How do the supported commands handle PNT electromagnetic interference issues? How does the unit track allied and partner nation forces? Are all unit-friendly force tracking and personal locator beacon devices registered with the Friendly Force Tracking Mission Management Center? How many and what type of commercial PNT devices are used by the unit? Space-based surveillance and reconnaissance. Commanders and staffs consider and answer the following space-based surveillance and reconnaissance questions with respect to the space operations portion of the operations. What areas may imagery need to be requested? What type of information is needed and at what resolution? Can another system, such as unmanned aircraft systems, provide the information? How is the collections manager contacted? Does the collection manager address sensors for change detection? What is the collection priority of the request? What website does the unit use for archived imagery? Is archived imagery available and sufficient to meet the need? Are there electromagnetic interference issues that might impact collection operations, and how might the issues be mitigated? Missile warning. Commanders and staffs consider and answer the following missile warning questions with respect to the space operations portion of the operations. What is the threat missile capability? What missile warning sensors or communications networks are available to the command? How quickly does the operation center need the information? How quickly does the information need to be disseminated? What communications networks are available to handle voice or data warning reports? Does the command need a separate voice or data system for missile warning? Do the missile defense forces have their tactical receiver equipment filters set correctly to receive the integrated broadcast service or other missile warning? Are there areas that could benefit from having terrestrial radar capable of providing missile warning? Are resources available to correlate terrestrial radar and space-based warning data? Environmental monitoring. Commanders and staffs consider and answer the following environmental monitoring questions with respect to the space operations portion of the operations. What effects will space weather have on operations? What effects will terrestrial weather have on data gathered and transmitted by space assets? Does the G2 or staff weather officer know how to get system-specific weather matrix? Has the collections manager requested synthetic aperture radar for times of low visibility? Space control. Commanders and staffs consider and answer the following space control questions with respect to the space operations portion of the operations. How many space control capabilities can be used to defeat adversary anti-access area denial strategies? What space control capabilities are necessary to enable forcible entry into an anti-access area denial environment? How may the unit integrate space control capabilities in the tactical fight? What are the appropriate echelons to employ space capabilities to ensure freedom of actions? Are space control effects and counter operations incorporated into the Multinational Force Commander's operation plan during the planning phases? How does each unit integrate space control operations, cyberspace operations, and electromagnetic warfare operations to achieve the desired effects? Do these supported commands know how to detect PNT interference and navigation warfare indications? Do these supported commands have specific TTPs to counter navigation warfare impacts? To what degree does the adversary rely on GPS and dual-use technologies to ensure access to PNT? To what extent will each unit operate in a denied, degraded, and disrupted space operational environment and still effectively accomplish the mission? How does each unit ensure access to PNT capabilities in a denied, degraded, and disrupted space operational environment? What asymmetric effects cross domains and operational boundaries, such as targeting of economic or civil infrastructure that may cause each unit problems? Are navigation warfare effects and counter-operations incorporated into the Multinational Force Commander's operation plan during the planning phases? How do supported command space operations, cyberspace operations, and electromagnetic warfare operations achieve the desired navigation warfare effects? What indigenous ability exists in each unit to characterize the PNT environment to provide PNT situational awareness in support of mission command and joint combined arms operations? What options, if any, are available to counter adversary attempts to deny, degrade, or disrupt PNT support capabilities to warfighters? Electromagnetic interference. Commanders and staffs consider and answer the following electromagnetic interference questions with respect to the space operations portion of the operations. Is the equipment physically damaged? Does the device have the current encryption, and was it initiated in an electromagnetic interference-free area? Has the frequency been verified against the joint restricted frequency list? Is an alternate frequency available? Is there something obstructing the receiver's view of the satellites? Has the device been verified against another device in the same location? Have the known data for forecasted PNT interference, such as space weather, multiple satellite outages, and the GPS interference and navigation tool been referenced? Has the equipment been tried at a different location after completing the above troubleshooting? Has the spectrum manager verified appropriate use of frequencies by nearby forces? Has a joint spectrum interference resolution online report been submitted? Friendly force tracking. Commanders and staffs consider and answer the following friendly force tracking questions with respect to the space operations portion of the operations. Does the multinational force have friendly force tracking capability? Have the known data for forecasted PNT interference, such as space weather, multiple satellite outages, and the GPS interference and navigation tool been referenced? Has the Mission Management Center verified system status and device registration with the Joint Friendly Force Tracking Global Network?